Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, boys and girls. Today is St. Patrick's Day, the 17th of March, and it's a wonderful day. It's the first sign of spring. The spring is on the way because the Irish have fought the wind today in New York City, and they've defeated it grandly. And so now we can welcome the spring. I'm on AOL, and they've got this Check Your Irishness survey. And the first question is, who chased all the snakes out of Ireland? Was it St. Patrick or was it the Ice Age? And so, of course, I put St. Patrick, and the bastards came back and said, it's the Ice Age. Well, what a bunch of crap that is. Because if it was the Ice Age that got rid of all the snakes, there'd be no senators in the Democrat Party in the United States. And the reason that they're over here is because St. Patrick chased all the snakes out of Ireland. So today is a great day for the Irish, and it's sad to watch all these liberal Irish people who have abandoned the faith of their fathers, and they play the communist tune, and they're a disgrace to the race. And we'll mention them by name very shortly. And it's a shame that they don't know their Irish history, but even worse, they don't know their American history. Because if they knew their American history, they would be standing on the rooftops shouting, Avenge 911. Yes, like the song says, vengeance is sweet. But anyway, it's the sweetest thing of all. Vengeance is the sweetest thing of all. Avenging in sweet, the sweet sword of Erin. Yep. Anyway, here we go. So I'm watching. I wrote a little article. It's called The St. Patrick's Holocaust, because I never seen so many people. My wife says they're jealous, but I don't say they're jealous. I say they hate us. There's a difference between jealousy and hate. You could love someone and still be jealous of them. But if you hate someone, you really hate them. And they don't hate us because we're Irish and today's our day. They hate us because we're Catholic. And today is God's day. So that's why I'm entitling this little Turalora, St. Patrick's Holocaust. All the label makers came out of the woodwork today. The fairies want to march with the lesbigons under the hobo sexual banner. Ellis Hennigan uses his Irish bastardy to sack Rome and label his unknown family as drunks, pretending to care. That's the one greatest sin the liberals make. And I don't even call them liberals, because liberal is a kind word. They're communists. And just because they're rich doesn't mean that they're not communists. You can be a rich communist. Stalin was rich. Putin is rich. Fidel Castro was rich. Mao Zedong was rich. So, when you don't think poor, when you think communist, there's a lot of rich communists. Look at George Soros. The Soros and the pity. That's what, pitiful. He's the Soros and the pitiful. So all the label makers came out today, and Ellis Hennigan uses his Irish bastardy to sack Rome. What I mean by that, he attacks the church, and he'll pick a bone. He'll pick a fight. You know, he pick a fight with the Pope. Yes, to show his communist friends that he's fair and impartial. Yes, sure he is. You believe that one, and I'll tell you that there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. The Shanty Council Chief. Now, the Shanty Council Chief is this new wacko that they just got elected in the city council. Her name is Quinn, and she's a lesbian. And she's proud of it, and so am I. I'm proud to be a lesbian, too. But I'm not going to turn my parade into a fool's paradise. The parade is for one thing, and that's to show the greatness of a united Irish people. And we don't want anybody dividing us. We know, we see what goes on in the United States, where the Democrats divide and conquer. They pitch races against race. They pitch Hispanics against Hispanics. They favor one and play the other. They're terrible people, and that's why St. Patrick had to chase all the snakes out of Ireland. So the shanty council chief wants to turn the parade into a salute to six sects. And the chant is, this one cracks me up. The chant is, we're here, we're queer, and we want to drink your beer. Well, I don't care if you're here, and I don't care if you're queer, but you won't be touching my beer. Stand back, or get the A-train right in the tracks. Today is a day that real Irishmen honor their ancestors and their sacrifices. Scorned and derided for being Irish. Forced to say mass in roadside ditches. Never abandoning God and country. Under the pain of death, which included death for wearing the green. Outnumbered and outgunned, they suffered for 500 years to get their country back. Priests were placed in barrels and had tar poured on their heads and set afire. Women and children were starved to death, many buried in Nova Scotia who died on the journey to the Promised Land. And now there's people in this world that want to destroy our Promised Land. And the sad part about it is the Trojan horse is already inside. And it's made up of the Quislings who betray this country and will never fight for it, let alone love it. They stand there like the Dipsy Chicks and go to London and say they're ashamed. They're ashamed. What do they have to be ashamed of? What did they ever do for God and country? Except wear a belly button ring. And when you pull it, you don't get no service. Yes, women and children were starved to death and many buried in Nova Scotia who died on the journey to the Promised Land. They came over in coffin ships, which were converted slave ships. And you know why the Irish danced straight up? Because there was no room to lay down. Yep. The only history records they kept were in their songs that they passed on to the next generation. Unfortunately, the prodigal son has been out too long and has forgotten his roots. Today the Irish are despised by the Christ killers of the world, not for being Irish, but for being faithful to God. The lesson for today, lads and lassies, is you can't be Irish Catholic and a Democrat. Get out of the party of death and betrayal that flies in the face of God, killing his greatest creation, his image and likeness. Oh, we're going to pay heavily for that, for the murder of 1,400,000 Americans. And all God's going to ask is what? You couldn't save one? You couldn't save one out of a million? Was there none worth saving in your eyes? Yet in my eyes, they were all worth saving. They were all mine. And I gave them to you. I entrusted them to you. And you murdered them. You murdered them. So, that's the lesson for today. It was the humble and poor Irish that dedicated themselves to God. Anyone who betrays that vow betrays his heritage. There was a time when God and man joined to protect the smallest hand. Like the words of Skipperine, and you were only 3 years old and feeble was your frame. I could not leave you on the clinic floor because you bore your father's name. That's when men were men and died to make that point. That is the reason we march for God and country today, and the rest can go to hell. Bartender, play O'Donnell Abu. www.spiritofamericaparty.com. The book comes out in April, and then begins the resurrection. www.captainsblog.us and www.pirateradio.com, the home of the Tiddly Dum people. And we're playing Irish music today, at least 80% of the tunes. And they're tunes that your dad and your grandpa loved. Oh, if you only knew what you missed by turning your back on your heritage. Shame on you. Shame on me. I used to be just like you, but now I'm saved.
Oh, me. name is McNamara. I'm the leader of the band. Although we're few in numbers, we're the finest in the land. We play at wakes and weddings and at every fancy ball. And when we play to funerals, we play the march from Saul.
Oh, the drums go bang and the cymbals clang and the horns, they blaze away. McCarthy pumps the old bassoon while I the pipes do play. And Hennessy, Tennessee, toodles the flute and the music is something grand. A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band.
Right now we are rehearsing for a very swell affair. The annual celebration, all the gentry will be there. When General Grant to Ireland came, he took me by the hand. Says he, I never saw the lights of McNamara's band.
Oh, the drums go bang and the cymbals clang and the horns they blaze away. McCarthy bumps the old bassoon while I the pipes do play. And Hennessy, Tennessee toodles the flute and the music is something grand. A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band.
Oh, my name is Uncle Julius, and from Sweden I did come to play with McNamara's band and beat the big bass drum. And when I march along the street, the ladies think I'm grand. They shout, "There's Uncle Julius playing and with an Irish band." Oh, I wear a bunch of shamrocks and a uniform of green, and I'm the funniest looking Swede that you have ever seen. There are O'Briens and Ryans and Sheens and Means, they come from Ireland. But by Yemeni, I'm the only Swede in McNamara's band.
Oh, the drums go banging, the cymbals clanging, the horns they blaze away. McCarthy pumps the old bassoon while I the pipes to play. And Hennessy, Tennessee toodles the flute and the music is something grand.
A credit to all Ireland is McNamara's band.
Kick up a little, and I can smell the shamrocks in the air. St. Patty's Day is coming upon us very quickly. I can now hear the tunes of glory, and all my ancestors drinking beer. Now all we need is a good fight song.
the west asleep, alas and well, may Erin weep, that Connaught lies in slumber deep, their lake and plain smile fair and free, mid rocks their guardian chivalry. Sing, now let man learn liberty from crashing wind and lashing sea. That chainless way, that lovely land, freedom and nationhood demand. Be sure the great God never planned for slumbering slaves a home so grand. And long the proud and haughty race, and Ardrahan, and later times, so deep, so brave, and glory guard from Rickard's grave. Sing, oh, they died their land to save at Ockram's flow and Shannon's way. And if when all vigil keep, the west asleep, the west asleep, alas and well, may Erin weep, let Connaught lie in slumber deep, but hark the voice like thunder.
For liberty. free your native land. A solar thing shall be their shame, the steel wiener did bear. And every man will do his part, like Ford and Chevalier. And if our ones of leaders we lost at Vinegar Hill, we're ready for another fight, and love our cause we still. We are the boys of Wexford, who fought with heart and hand, to force and claim the galling chain, and free our native land.
Comes over the red blossom heather, their green banners kissing the pure mountain air. Heads erect, eyes up front, stepping proudly together, sure freedom sits strong on each proud spirit there. Down the hill twining, their blessed still shining, like rivers of beauty that flow from each glen. From mountain and valley, tis liberty's rally, how to make way for the bold Fenian men. We've men from the north, from the Shure and the Shannon, let tyrants come forth, we'll bring force against force. Our pen is the sword, and our voice is the cannon, rifle for rifle and horse against horse. We've made the Fort Saxon yield, many a red battlefield, but on our side we will triumph again. Take them back, woe for woe, give them back, blow for blow, out and make way for the bold Fenian men. Side by side for the cause of our forefathers' battles, when our hills never echo the threat of a blade. In many a field where the lead nail rattles, through the red cap of glory they march to their grave. And those who inherit their name and their spirit will march neath the banner of liberty then. Foreign law, native or soft enough, must out and make way for the bold Fenian men.
I join the flying column in 1916. In Cork with John Moylan, in Tipperary with Dan Breen, arrested by Free Staters and sentenced for to die. Farewell to Tipperary, said the Galty Mountain Boy. We went across the valleys and over the hilltops green, where we met with Danny Lacey, John Hogan and Dan Breen. John Moylan and his gallant men, who kept the flag flying high. Farewell to Tipperary, said the Galty Mountain Boy. We trek the Wicklow Mountains, we were rebels on the run. Bow hunted night and morning, we were outlaws men. We track the Dublin mountains as the sun was rising high. Farewell to Tipperary, said the gouty mountain boy. I'll bid farewell to old Clonmel that I never more shall see, and to the gouty mountain that oft times sheltered me, to the men who fought for their liberty and died without a sign. May their cause be ne'er forgotten, said the gouty mountain boy.
Hey boys, can we stop the fight for a minute and play a love song? That's me grandma's favorite song, The Bard of Armagh. The next tune brings tears to every Irishman's eyes. It's a real heartbreaker.
The maid's gone all cranky and the cook's acting queer. Well, a terrible place is a pub with no beer. The stockman rides up with his dry, dusty throat. He breasts up to the bar, pulls a wad from his coat. Puts a smile on his face, quickly puts him in. When the barman says suddenly, the pub's got no beer. There's a dog on the veranda, for his master he waits. But the boss is inside, drinking wine with his mates. He hurries for cover, and he cringes in fear. But no place for a dog, no the pub with no beer. Time in his life has gone home cold sober to his darling wife. He walks in the kitchen to say, "Your lady, be dear." Then he breaks down and he tells her that the pub's got no beer. Oh, she lost him away from your kindred and all, where the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so dull or so drear, as to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer.
One of me dad's favorite stories was walking into a bar with a load of Irishmen bellying up at the bar, and he ordered a highball, and he as he was throwing it down, he said, "Drink up, everybody. When Pat O'Donnell drinks, everybody drinks." And they all cheered him, and the bartender was filling the glasses. And then he turned around and he said, "Pay up, everybody. When Pat O'Donnell pays, everybody pays."
I've been a wild rover for many the years. I've spent all my money on whiskey and beer. But now I'm returning with gold and great store. And I never will pay the wild rover no more. And if so, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more. I went into an alehouse I used to frequent. I told the landlady me money was spent. I asked her for credit, she answered me nay. Such custom as yours I can have any day. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. From my pocket, 10 sovereigns bright, and the landlady's eyes opened wide with delight. She says, "I have whiskey and the wine's all the best, and the words that you told me were only in jest." And it's no, nay, never. What I've done,
pardon their prodigal son. And when they've caressed me as oftentimes before, then an arrow will pay the wild rover no more, and it's no.
Dad also told me, when the bartender knows your first name, it's time to move on. The next one we dedicate to all the veterans, all the American War veterans, and we dedicate it to the troops that are taking our place today. May God bless and protect them, that 1% that protects 99% of the nation, that band of brothers.
One's for the cops.
last talk with Macy.
Okay. 7:32. What do we have?
This one's for the cops.
I was 18 years old when I went down to Dublin with a fistful of money and a cartload of dreams. Take your time, said me father, stop rushing like hell, and remember all is not what it seems to be. For there's fellas would cut you for the coat on your back, or the watch that you got from your mother. So take care, me young bucko, and mind yourself well, and will you give this wee note to me brother? At the time, Uncle Benji was a policeman in Brooklyn, and me father, the youngest, looked after the farm. When a phone call from America said, send the lad over, and the old fella said, sure it wouldn't do any harm. For I've spent my life working this dirty old ground, for a few pints of porter and the smell of a pound. And sure maybe there's something you learn or you see, and you can bring it back home, make it easy on me. So I landed at Kennedy, and a big yellow taxi carried me and me back through the streets and the rain. Well, me poor heart was thumping around with excitement, and I hardly even heard what the driver was saying. We came in the Shore Parkway to the flatlands in Brooklyn, to my uncle's apartment on East 53rd. I was feeling so happy, I was humming a song, and I sang, you're as free as a bird. Well, to shorten the story, what I found out that day was that Benji got shot down in an uptown foray. And while I was flying my way to New York, poor Benji was lying in a cold city morgue. Well, I phoned up the old fella, told him the news. I could tell he could hardly stand up in his shoes. And he wept as he told me, go ahead with the plan, and not to forget, be a proud Irish man. So I went up to Nellie's beside Fordham Road, and I started to learn about lifting the load. But the heaviest thing that I carried that year was the bittersweet thoughts of my hometown so dear. I went home that December, 'cause the old fella died, had to borrow the money from a fill on the side, and all the bright flowers and brass couldn't hide the poor wasted face of me father. I sold up the old farmyard for what it was worth, and into my bag stuck a handful of earth. Then I boarded a train and I caught me a plane, and I found myself back in the U.S. again. It's been 22 years since I've set foot in Dublin. Me kids know to use the correct knife and fork.
But I'll never forget the green grass and the rivers as they keep law and order in the streets of New York. Na na na.
Here's me dad's favorite song. I can still see him singing it at the kitchen table.
At a cottage door one winter's night, as the snow lay on the ground, stood a youthful Irish soldier boy. To the mountains he was bound. His mother stood beside him, saying, "You'll win, my boy, don't fear." With loving arms around his waist, she tied his bandolier. Goodbye, God bless you, mother dear, I hope your heart won't pain. But pray to God that you shall see your soldier boy again. And when I'm out in the firing line, it will be a source of joy, for to know that you're remembering still your Irish soldier boy. And when the fighting it was o'er and the flag of truth was raised, the leaders ordered fire to cease, all Ireland stood amazed. His comrade came to the cottage door with a note from her pride and joy. With an aching heart she cried, "God be good to her Irish soldier boy." Goodbye, God bless you, mother dear, I'm dying a death so grand. From wounds received in action, trying to free my native land, I hope we'll meet in heaven above, in that land beyond the sky, where you'll always be in company with your Irish soldier boy.
Hi, you boys and girls. It's Captain Boycott. Today is March the 9th, and some great men were born on March the 9th. One of them was me da. And today's his birthday. Me da and ma, they've passed on. They're now fighting in heaven. But the thought came up today, being it was me da's birthday, and I see what's going on and how the PC police have... that they always take our eyes off the prize, and the prize is life and survival. And you've got this Iranian student who never should have been allowed in a university, and he ran over 9 liberals, and now he's going to be defended in the courts when he should be transferred to Yale and given a bigger truck. So the subject for today is when Irish eyes are profiling. All the world is not bright and gay. We are at war and we still don't get the message. Everybody plays the PC game, but I say the lips can say anything, but the heart does not lie. 910 New York is, and you want to see the proof of the lips can say anything, but the heart doesn't lie? Just take a look at the Dubai World Ports. Did you ever see the American people so mad? You know, there's an underlying resentment that's building up in the American people. And one day, as they say in Iran, the fit's going to hit the shan. And everybody is going to be ducking for cover. And the best way to make everybody duck for cover is to go into the poll, go into the election in the voting booth in November and change the mix in 2006. Because 2008 will be too late. This guy Ahmadinejad, he's on a crash, he's on a collision course with life. And he means to hurt somebody before he pulls a Hitler. Everybody plays the PC game, okay? The biggest fools are 9-10 New Yorkers. And Iran can't wait till they have the big one. And Club CIA, the home of the slam dunk, we all remember the slam dunk, and Joe Wilson, who was married to Betty Crocker of the New York Times, and her famous pygmy yellow cakes, says we have 10 years before Iran gets the secret of fire. Well, I got news for you. They're already dancing. They're already doing the Bill Maher PLO mambo, and they're not even on the launch pad. They're so gleeful and happy that they're going into the mushroom business. My question is, will Bill Maher do his PLO dance number when the mushroom rises above the big applesauce? Little Adolf Ahmadinejad is too smug and outspoken, like he knows something we don't know. I wonder who will take us in when we have to leave New York. You think we have friends in New Jersey or Pennsylvania, or will New Jersey be going with us to Pennsylvania? Delaware is such a small state, I don't know how they're going to handle everybody. And they won't let you up into Massachusetts because Massachusetts is a separate country. And Vermont, forget about it. The sap out of the maple trees has turned red up there. Yes, who's going to take us in? I don't know. Well, at least we have UN inspectors keeping an eye on these mad Muslims. What's the inspector's name? Mohammed? What's his last name? Baradai? You know what Baradai means in Arabic? Two paychecks. Did you see Chuck Schumer today wearing a big green tie? That's a season's greeting, F-U tie. And happy holidays up yours, as far as they can go. Yeah, all Chuck had to do was unroll his green tongue, which turns that color when he lies. He didn't need a tie. He just draped his tongue. Yeah, Chuck is as pro-Irish as he is pro-Catholic, as he is pro-Cuban kids named Elion, or judges named Estrada. Or pro-Branch Davidian children. Whether they are in the womb or in the basement, it doesn't matter to Chuck. Yes, Irish eyes are profiling, but we won't steal your life away. Any Irishman who votes to kill kids and burn the flag is a disgrace to the race. So don't show me Ted Kennedy or John Kerry. That's water under the bridge. They betrayed their ancestors and not only spit on the Fenian graves, but on the graves of fallen Americans who died so they could get away with murder. www.spiritofamericapartybook.com. The book comes out in April, then the resurrection. And watch out, because from what I see on the American reaction to the Dubai world ports, there is a rumble coming. Next tune is dedicated to the creme de la creme. To the guys who patrol even the streets of heaven. To the people who keep us safe. Bugler, sound boots and saddles.
falling high over Dublin, our tricolour flies in the streets of the city. The foeman is falling, and we birds are whistling, old Ireland arise. For all around my hat they wear a tricolour ribbon, oh, all around my hat until then come to me. And if anybody's asking me why do I wear, it's all for my own true love I never more will see. Praying and watching the dark hours pass over, the roar of the gun brought no message to me. I prayed for old Ireland, I prayed for my lover, that he might be saved and old Ireland be free. For all around my hat I wear a tricolour ribbon, oh, all around my hat until death comes to me. And if anybody's asking me why do I wear, it's all for my own true love I never more will see. The struggle was ended, they brought me the story, the last whispered message he sent unto me. I was true to my land love, I fought for her glory, and gave up my life for to make Ireland free. For all around my hat I wear a tricolour ribbon, oh, all around my hat until death comes to me. And if anybody's asking me why do I wear, it's all for my own true love I never more will see.
Like the diamonds, you'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
In a neat little town they call Belfast, apprentice to trade I was bound. And many an hour sweet happiness I spent in that neat little town. Till bad misfortune came o'er me, that caused me to stray from the land. Far away from me friends and relations, to follow the black velvet band.
Her eyes they shone like the diamonds, you'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulders, tied up with a black velvet band.
As I went strolling down Main Street, not intending to stay very long, I met with a frolicsome damsel as she came a-tripping along. The watch she took out of her pocket and placed it right into me hand. On the very first day that I met her, bad luck to the black velvet band.
Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds, you'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
Before the judge and the jury, the both of us had to appear. And the gentleman said to the jury, the case against you was quite clear. I got 7 long years transportation, right into Van Diemen's land. Far away from me friends and relations, bad luck to the black velvet band.
Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds, you'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulders, tied up with a black velvet band.
So come on, you brave Irish lads, take warning heed by me. Just beware of the pretty young damsels walking around in Tralee. They'll treat you to whiskey and porter till you're unable to stand. And before you have time to leave her, you're back up to Van Diemen's land.
diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulders, tied up with a black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulders, tied up with a black velvet band.
The beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea, with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men whole, let us live to make men free, while God is marching on.
Said our last goodbyes.
The fountain that stands in the beautiful Vale of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eye ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. The cool shades of evening their mantle were spreading, and Mary, all smiling, was listening to me. The moon through the valley her pale rays was shedding, when I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee. So lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eye ever dawning that made me love Mary.
Sure they steal your
seems bright and gay. And when I retire, I smile in. Sure they steal your heart
down the glen one Easter morn to a city fair o' die, when Ireland's lines of marching men in squadrons passed me by. No pipe did hum, no battle drum was sounded straight and true, but the Angelus bell or the Liffey swell rang out in the foggy dew. Right proudly high over Dublin town they hung out a flag of war.
'Twas better to die 'neath an Irish sky than at Sovla or Sudelbar. And from the plains of Ryle Meath, strong men came hurrying through, while Britannia's sons with their long-range guns sailed in from the foggy dew. 'Twas England bid our wild geese go, that small nations might be free. Their lonely graves are by Suvla's waves, on the fringe of the great North Sea. But had they died by Pierce's side, or fought with Balera true, their graves we'd keep where the Fenians sleep, 'neath the hills of the foggy dew.
Robert Emmett awaiting my doom. was my sentence. But soon I will show them no coward am I. My crime was a love of a land I was born in. For a hero I've lived, and a hero I'll die. Bold Robert Emmet, the darling of Erin.
It was down by the glen side I met an old woman, a-picking young nettles, and she ne'er saw me coming. I listened a while to the song she was humming. Glory, oh, glory, oh, to the Bolfinian men. It's 50 long years since I saw the moon beaming on strong manly forms, and eyes with hope gleaming I'll see them again in all my sad dreaming. Glory, oh, glory, oh, to the Bolfinian men.
Among the flemish brave,
and they laid him sad and lonely within his nameless grave. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given for the faded coat of blue. Cried, give me water and just a little crumb, and my mother, she will bless you through all the years to come. Oh, tell my sweet sister, so gentle, good and true, that I'll meet her up in heaven in my faded blue. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given for a faded coat of blue. Yet my heart with startling beat, with each footfall at my door, I gaze over the hill where he waves a last adieu. But no gallant lad I see in his faded coat of blue. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given,
and cast into prison.
have no friends here to bid me farewell. So goodbye to old Ireland, my parents and sweethearts, companions in arms, to forget you must try. But I'm proud of the honor it was all.
Come on, you young rebels, and list while I sing. For the love of one's country is a terrible thing. It banishes fear with the speed of a flame, and it makes us all part of the patriot game. My name is O'Hanlon, and I'm just gone 16. My home is in Monaghan, where I was weaned. I've learned all my life cruel England to blame, and so I'm a patriot game. It's barely 2 years since I wandered away with a local battalion of the bold IRA. I'd read of our heroes, and I wanted the same, to play up my part in the patriot game. This island of ours has for long been half free. 6 counties are under John Bull's tyranny. So I gave up my boyhood to drill and to train, to play my own part in the patriot game. And now as I lie here, my body all holds, I think of those traitors who bargained and sold. I wish that my rifle had given the same to those quislings who sold out the patriot game. Companions, both loyal and daring.
nice slated house and a cow or two of grass. I've a plant garden running by the door. I've a shelter for the hens and a stable for the ass. And sure, what could a man want more? I don't know, maybe so. And a bachelor is easy and he's free. But I've lots to look after and I'm living all alone. And there's no one looking after me. Father often tells me I should go and have a try to get a girl that owns a bit of land. And I know the way he says it, that there's someone in his eye, and me mother has the whole thing planned. I don't know, maybe so, and 'twould mellify them greatly to agree. There's little Bridget Lincher, it's her I want to win, but she never throws an eye at me. Now there's a little girl who is worth her weight in gold, and that's a decent dowry, don't you see? And I mean to go and ax her as soon as I get cold, if she'll come and have an eye to me. But I don't know, will she go? But I'd like to have her sitting on me knee, and I'd sing like a thrush on the hawthorn bush, if she'd come and have an eye to me.
For the tide in the gloaming Stole my heart away.
Said our last goodbyes. His soul's been blessed, he's laid to rest, and it's now I feel alone. He was more than just my father, my teacher, my best friend. He'll still be heard in the tunes we share when I play them on my own. I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memories linger on, and I miss him, the old man. As a boy, he'd take me walking my mountain, field and stream. And he'd show me things not known to kings, and secrets between him and me, like the colors on a fence as he rides in the dawn, or how to fish or make a wish beside a fairy tree. I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memories linger on, and I miss him, the old man. I thought he'd live forever. He seemed so big and strong. The minutes fly, and the years roll by, for a father and a son. And suddenly, when it happened, there was so much left unsaid. No second chance to tell him for everything he'd done. Thank you.
The next tune is called Skibbereen. It's my Uncle Tommy's favorite.
Oh, Father dear, and I often hear you speak of Erin's Isle. Her lofty scenes, her valleys green, her mountains rude and wild. They say it is a lovely land wherein a prince might dwell. Then why did you abandon it? Oh, the reason to me tell. My son, I loved my native land with energy and pride, till a blight came over all my crops and my sheep and cattle died. The rents and taxes were to pay, and I could not them redeem. And that's the cruel reason I left old Skibbereen. 'Tis well I do remember the bleak November day, when the bailiff and the landlord came to drive us all away. They set the roof on fire with their cursed English spleen, and that's another reason I left old Skibbereen. Oh, your mother, to God rest her soul, lay on the snowy ground. She fainted in her languishing, seeing the desolation round. She never rose, but passed away from life to immortal dreams. And that's another reason I left old Skibbereen. Oh, you were only 2 years old, and feeble was your frame. I could not leave you with my friends, for you bore your father's name. I wrapped you in my coat the more, at the dead of the night unseen. And I heaved a sigh, and I said goodbye to dear old Skibbereen. Oh, well, Father dear, and the day will come when on vengeance we will call, and Irish men, both stout and tall, will rally unto the call. I'll be the man to lead the van beneath the flag of green, and loud and high we'll raise the cry, revenge for Skibbereen.